C9 Dalad, we're in the middle, at the end of Sif Dalad. Remember we learned about the Chotzek Tana L'Gdoyla. Here we are. Chotzek Tana L'Gdoyla. So you said the Gdoyla still keeps its... You're allowed to carry there because it was Nifritz, the wall in between. There was the wall. That wall was Nifratz. So the Gedoyla still got Gifufi. And the Ketana is open, so the Ketana can't carry. Then we had exactly the same din. That was Sif Gimel. Sif Dalad was a gag. Same thing. On the top of a house, this is the roof of a house. And it's the same halacha that Gag, Kotan, Shnifritz, Koidim, Shabbos, and Babilur, Gagobel. Cotton, also lahalas came shosu revayis, because here you can't carry because this is nifritz familiar to it. We're talking about they didn't make an eruv together. The godol mutter. So now carries on. Zodim mechabavaita, top of the page. The rule sheyu mechitz abayis nikoros misharon agag. Now mefarshim ask what happened to the hilchas marker. There is a marker. There's not a marker. The master there isn't. We're talking about the case pastures. There is no marker. So why are you allowed to carry at all on this roof? Teretz is good asik. Good asik. Good asik has halochas. You can only say good asik if when you're standing on the roof and you look down, you can see the wall beneath you. But if it's sticking out, so then you can't say good asik. We had this a few times. You had this like the bridges that go over a river. So the river's got mechitzas. And suddenly there's a bridge, it stops the good asik. That's why we make it to a pesach on top. You cannot go a good asik if there's something covering it. So here as well, if the roof is sticking out like this, so then there's no good asik. If there's no good asik, then the mechitza, the roof itself, you can't carry up. You can carry al tilchas gag, called gagas chatzes kirushachas. No, you can't even carry like that. No, I made a mistake. You can't even carry like that. Gag chazeus kifir shachas means it's kelim shashotzu, but it's hayochid. It's not even shus hayochid, it's a kalminis. It's got no mechitzas. So, ehushi mechitzas ha bayis nikoros limishoimed ala gag. Avale im enom nikoros, kagoin sha gag boilet aleem, have a kalminis. You can't carry on either of them. Really, you never could carry it. This has nothing to do with the fact that this got broken or this didn't get broken. This is tamazoi. There's no mechitzas. You can't carry. There's no gadasi. You can't carry. Elim kein pasuach loy me'abayis chaloin alba al alba. Unless there's a chaloin, the opening to the house is 4x4. If the opening is less than 4x4, it's a kalmelis. As long as the opening is 4x4, so then it becomes a din of chayre rishus hayochid. Just like we have gezuzturas and things out on balconies, things sticking out of houses, whatever, they got next to with the opening, which is a proper opening 4x4, they become chayre rishus hayochid. I say this becomes chayre rishus hayochid. Chayre rishus hayochid gets a din like rishus hayochid. Yeah? So you can carry that. Zod mishabura, chav zayin. We need it mechitzas habayis nikoros shekol gagish alein chay lokinoy v'loy mishupoyim. Ukshein, that was straight. V'loy mishupoyim. Ukshein boile tagag minaksolim v'lechol. I don't know why this comes in really. So what if it was straight and not slanting? Maybe if it was slanting, and it wouldn't go over the side. Oh, but they were straight and they were useful. But she'ain boiled tagag min aksolim v'lechutz. If that gag is not boiled, maybe if they're mishupoyin, then they're always going over. Yeah. But because they were straight, so sometimes the taka didn't go over. If you have a slanting roof, usually they always go over. But if they're straight, lav dafka they go over. Why should they go over? It's just the lid. Just that's maybe what it means. She'ain boiled tagag min aksolim v'lechutz. Then it's okay. Because near mechitz habayas emes asik akshav v'chitz intashol emes, you've got a good asik. V'azim when you get asik mechistah, kill him give mechitz l'mahas of agag. Avok shagag boile min akson v'lechutz, if it's sticking out, in mechitz habayas nirin, even though you stand on the floor, you can see the mechitza, but you have to be able to see the mechitza when you stand on the roof. V'ein oim yigud asik mechutza, to have a karmelis, it becomes a karmelis. V'osel tatl b'chol echo, t'shayin yishu mechitza, safili keim shol sal agag, kim etoi chabam, even keim that there, you can't carry, it's a karmelis. It's got no mechitzas. Shagag boilet. Now, how much is it boilet? So Mishabura brings here dafka boilet albert fochim. It's sticking out 4 times. It's a big shaila we had at the end of Shimem. Hey, how much is the boilet stopping the gudasik? So some say 4 tefachim, some say less than 4 tefachim, some say a half a tefach. Mashu Shimem. Hey, the end is long bi'alocha about it. half a tefach, so the Chazanish says. Pasuach loy. But once, now, if it's pasuach loy, then it becomes a rishus hayochid, right? The mishtam sheboy v'nefshu kol agag achoy rishus hayochid. So now we have a problem. Let's get back. We have taka, a little hole over there, a little thing. So now, 4x4, with a ladder going up, whatever, so it becomes achoy rishus hayochid. Now we have what we spoke about before, about gezusters, which are opposite each other. Because if you have a choshes ayochid and you have a wall between it, so it's my choshes ayochid, you've got choshes aveinas. But we're talking about choshes ayochid, which is nifrat to the other one. So this is, as we said before, a very grey area. In mechitzas, when we have a house, and we have a mechitza between them, we know. You have a mechitza 10 amas, you have to make one area of less than 10 amas, it's okay. When it comes to choshes ayochid, which don't really have mechitzas, and they are nifrits to somebody else's chorishes ayochid, this is a very grey area. So, because, maskim, if there be a wall there, it's chorishes ayochid, this belongs to me, I can carry there. Chorishes ayochid. But if we're talking about chorishes ayochid now, which is nifrits to somebody else's chorishes ayochid, which chor we're talking about, it's a madino. So Shechon Rav says, you can't carry there. You can carry there al chorishes ayochid. So things that it's become ois kamelis, so you can carry there things that are lying there. Other things that are in the house to take to there, you can't. This is a very shvera nekuda, chosh sayochid, which is open to somebody else's chosh sayochid madir. So look, Mishabuya doesn't bring it. Because the chayre, which is open to somewhere else, is very unclear the din. So Mishavur holds that it's also. It becomes a shesayochid, but it's a shesayochid which is open if this is open. One more nekuda here is the bialocha. Bialocha zogt, bialocha frey takasha, that there's no mention, with chotza we said that really that works for that if this wouldn't be sticking out. Remember? Yeah?
Yeah.
That the lechi would be good. What about in a gag? So in Shulchan Aruch should say as well that this is sticking out. Where is it sticking out? There's no mechitzas here. Where is it sticking out? It doesn't say the mechabit sticking out. So Bialocha brings from the Ritvo Kivega that why is this good? Because you imagine that is over here. So the Ritvo, this imagining works when you have a proper wall. A chotza has a wall. So you're imagining the lechim mebuchotz will come here. Keilu lechim chotz also works. Here it's like imagining. You haven't got a wall there. It's a good asik. The whole wall over there is only a good asik. To say as a good asik dikavant will become a lechim mebuchotz, so the you can't say. Understand? You can't say. You can only say when you have a proper wall outside that works for me because lechi mebuchutz. But now you're going to say it works for me a lechi mebuchutz. Where's the lechi? The lechi is because Yana's got a good asik. Because you're imagining a good asik to be a wall. A good asik to be a wall doesn't work to be a lechi mebuchutz. So state in bi'alochas kivega. Simashin einhei. Marim advoim ashrim bechotzer she'ena oisrim. So shin einhei begins with this picture. We have here a house upstairs with, you go up a ladder and you go on a marpeset, and that marpeset has got a din of a chotzer of these houses. Here's three separate houses. So you got a marpeset which goes to three separate houses. Underneath you got another chotzer, and this chotzer also has houses. They are always going, I shouldn't put that there, this chotzer is a lot bigger. Now they're going through this chotzer. So do you have to make an error between that chotzer and that chotzer? The evidence, they don't have to do with each other. You have these three made their error to be able to carry on there. You could have mechitzas, doesn't matter. And they made an error to carry between these three houses. Charlie Zazoy, before we carry on, what happens, Stamazoy, if you have here's the street, and you have here a chotzer with three houses, a few houses. And here's another chotzer with a few houses. And there's an opening there. And they always walk through here to get to the street. There's no other exit. So we make a eruv, and they make a eruv. Is that okay? Yeah. If we make a eruv, and they don't make a eruv, so this is called regel ha'asura b'mkoima. Again, the street's here. This is our little chotzer, which is a walk through to get to their little chotzer. And their little chotzer, if they make a Eruv, they're called Regel Hamuteres Bimkomo. The best thing would be to make Eruv together. But we're not interested. Right. So, if they want to make a Eruv, they can only make a Eruv if they've also made a Eruv. Because if they have, because then they're called Regel Hamuteres Bimkomo. They don't have to make Eruv together. That is called Regel Hamuteres Bimkomo. The Regel that walks through here is Muteres, is Mutter, Bimkomo in its own place because it's got its own Eruv. But the regel that walks through here, which is Asura Bimkoima, which hasn't made the Erev there, they Asa Oz. This aloha we'll see later. Understand? There's a wichtig aloha, we'll get it later. The, if I've got a regel going through, so if you have one person, there might be, if you have, one person also matters, if you think a minute. If you have five people, and one of them doesn't want to give in the Erev, then he's disturbed it. So they also disturb it. But the Zaloha, they only disturb it if they haven't got the Erev. So the same din is with these people up there. Because these people, it's not Mamash Achotza and Achotza next to it, but this ladder is their only access to there, and they have to go through our Achotza. If they've made the Erev together, they are Gagel Hambu Teres Bimkoima, we don't need to make an Erev with them, and we can still make our own Erev as well, and they're still allowed to walk through. But if they didn't make an Erev together, so they become Regel Hasura Bimkoima, and Mamela, they disturb our Erev. Sifal, Mal Peset, Shuderech, Mal Feses, Shuderech, used to say Mal Feses, Mal Feses, Shuderech, La Liyais, Hapsuchim La, Vo'imedes, Bechotze, it's the way to go to these aliyos. Voimedes bechotze, voilim la besulam. Ubnei aliyos yodim men lechotze, voovim shesurabim, they go through the bottom chotze. Eino yisera sabanei chotze. I say it's open, it's not open, it's just got a Pesach. The sulam to his Pesach ole. That sulam, that ladder is like a Pesach. So we have a choice. Behave kishtei chatzeu, so Pesach b'neim she'im rotzu ma'alvin yachad. If we want, we could make a Erev with them. Because the ladder alone allows us to for them to join with us. Even if they wouldn't walk through us, even if they'd be a separate chutz. Ve'im rotzu kol echad ma'arev la'atzmoi. But they also they can each make an erev. Ulvad she'yav v'kol b'nei ba'pesel la'atzmoi. They should regel amateres b'mkoim. So the mishabur ein asem nechazik shloi v'yachter b'nei alis la'atzmoi nechotze la'atzmoi. If they didn't make it together, v'leo v'kichotze echad she'ev v'nechetze la'atzmoi nechotze la'atzmoi nechotze la'atzmoi. They don't ask on each other if they were separate, they're allowed to be separate. That means if you have one b'kichotze, and suddenly that half make erev, that half make erev, you can't do that. You're open to each other, you pause the thing. But here they're not open to each other. They're closed, but open. They're open with a Pesach. They're closed with a Pesach. Why? Because they've got a Sulam, so they can choose. So they're not like two, one chotzer which split. It has to be at least 10 tvachim high. That means within the chotzer mapesa you can carry out chotzer chotzer and call guys which is achts. Uvatshe yavi utzalim et imli uvinatsav yasir bimkoima. If they didn't make an eruv in their osur bimkoima, oyseres gamken al chotzer tatal b'toicha miklei abayis, because there's a din of regel asur bimkoima asas the place that they walk through. The mapesa kimsh eni derech achalushes ram kima dechotzer chotzer zrifni mizesh eni derech achal kima dechotzer chotzerina. Kaim lamusim shin ein ches. Mr. Shem, we'll get there. We'll see. There's a lot about it there. Dim bnei chotzer apnimi loy eruv laatzman. Davali regel asur bimkoima oyseres halachitzer asan chitzer. Siv beis. Im loy eruv yachad. So, okay, they didn't make a Erev, and it doesn't, they've taka, they've got, like we said, they made a separate Erev, so it's not Regal Shum Koma, they've got Erev, right. Now, Yesh Bechotza Tail, there's a Tail, so let's say, there, we'll go back, it's the same Afesa, just a bit bigger, and here is the Chotza in front of it, and there's a Tail. This Tail is Dalad Dalad Dalad. Who does it belong to? Who can use this Tail? A Tail. Tell means a mound, a block, an omud, wherever it is, it doesn't make any difference. As long as it's 4x4, who does it belong to? So about that, we're talking about it belongs to both. Shal is on Hilchas Shabbos, who does this belong to? This tail. So Aloch is Azoy. So the Gemara has got Gan Tzarichas that one mound on the holes, it's easier to throw down than to throw up. But we don't pass it like that. So the din is, as we had before, a wall between two chatzeres, which is dalad wide, belongs to everybody, it's Meshutav, so nobody can use it. A proper wall with no, here's a wall between Dalad, we had, belongs to both, so it becomes also on both. Because it's a Chotzer Meshutafes. It's like you have chotzen, a chotzen, a chotzen between, which belongs to both of us. We didn't make an eruv together. I can carry here, you can carry there, but you can't carry here because it belongs to both. The same thing is here, a tail which would belong to both, you wouldn't be able to carry on it. So you got this tail at the end of the chotzer, and there's the marpeset. So you can't carry on this tail, because this tail belongs to both. So now we have to decide, when does it belong to both, when does it belong to the chotzer, and when does it belong to the b'nei marpeset? So the din is, whenever it's noyach, kol shtash mishra benachas, we said he gets it. If he's got an easier hishtamshus of it, then the other one, he gets it. So if they're within 9 tfochim of their, and 9 tfochim of their, let's say the whole thing's 18 tfochim, so they're both equal. Or anything less than 10 for both, they're both equal. The minute it's 10 for the lower one, and less than 10 for the higher one, he can use it easier, and the chotzer can't, so maybe it belongs to the chotzer. Then if it's lower than 10 for me, for the lower one, and more than 10 for the higher one, then it belongs to the lower one. Also, does a similar lock? Why is it easier?
It's more convenient for him.
Because going down, yeah. Shmuel halt in the Gemara that going down is always easier than going up. But we don't pass like that. Yeah. So steht im Chab. So Meila, if in the first case, got here. If the whole thing's only 18, let's imagine. So then, if it's 9 on the line, that's the halfway line. So if it's 9, then you can't use it. It's also for both because it's 9 for you, 9 for me. If it there, it's 6, and the top will be 12. So then it belongs to the low one, because it's low. If it's 12 and the top is 6, it belongs to the higher one. Zot de mechab. Lo yivu yachad v'yesh b'chotzer tail oy omud. Tail is usually, omud is man-made, and tail is usually a mound of soil, not omud of bricks, I think. Shum shutav ben shneim, it belongs to both. If it's not a sort tvochim, the distance of a sort tvochim, saif on the top, saif on the bottom. How eilu nechshovim bein achotzer bein amapeset. Ushneim asurim leitishon kelim shevibatim. It's also for both. Yeah. On the chotzer, amapeset you can because kol kelim also one shus. But from the house you can't. If it's higher than the chotzer 10 tfochim, and within 10 from the top one, it belongs to the mafeset. Now there's one malocha. One malocha is that if it's distant from the mafeset, 4 tfochim, from there to there, or from there to there, then the mafeset lose it. Because that's also difficult. The chotzer is there all around it. A mafeset, to throw 4 tfochim away, is also a difficulty. So they also, even if it is high, they lose it because it is. So that's what he says it. V'imen gvoim, v'im betoich abodim mafeset, then, within 4 and close to 10 to the top and more than 10 from the bottom one loses it, the top one gains it. B'nei mafeset meton, if yishash mishalem benachas m'nei chotzer. Let's stop there a minute. Let's learn Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Dalet. Bein shneim di mishal echad mehem ari hu b'shusad echad v'ein emoyz echad gavd. Im haklal b'zeh. Hey, the kol shel echad tashmisha benachas. Hayne bekal means easy. Shayne bekosha. Loi mikurak b'shus oiz tashmim benachas v'ein sheyuchal esol belongs to the one that's easy. Im shneim shoven if they're both equal. Hayne shel shneim bekal both easy. Both within 10. Sham shel oiz emokim. Hayim bekosha. Both more than 10. Shach li shneim. Mayle oiz emzeh azeh. Loiz izkeh mgeh 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 more than 10, or you should throw shilshul, dahainu, sharmokamun, nomokamun, I saw it talking, I have to throw up or throw down, so it's actually illum, cause a mikukosha. Pochsmasora, if it's within 10, hey, because you can shilshul, sigh up or down, mikubinachas. Poem mikukosha, I feel it possible to talk, you can have a hard even within 10, in vertically, if it's horizontally more than 4 away from the top one. Because they're equal. But if it was low 10 from the top, and more than 10 from the top, and within 10 from the bottom, you'd give it to the Be'er Chotzer. Okay. Okay, weiter. Sagt er, v'im hoyu, the bottom line, v'im hoyu l'choy kima peset abo t'vachem ayoysa, if it's more than 4 t'vachem away from the mafeset, af apishe gvoyim asoyim in achotza, even if it's 10 higher, and within 10 to them, they don't get it. V'toy chasogad mafeset, arayli b'klal achotza mafeset, v'ishe shneem, echshe sham shal dezvika, they can't use it. They can't use it because it's high 10. They can't use it because it's 4 away, even though it's within 10. So the Mishabu, the bottom one, Yudalef. That means here, it's 10, 11 for them, 9 for them, but it's 4. So they've got a problem, it's 11. They've got a problem, it's 4. So they're equally disadvantaged. Aber over here, over here, what happens if the muchim asor tvachin gamma mapeset? It's more than 10 away from the mapeset, and it's 4 away. First I said this picture. There it's 10, 11 for them, and 4 away for them, so they're disadvantaged, and they're disadvantaged. Here they've got 2 disadvantages, this picture. Why? Because it's on the 10 line. They're 10. They've got a disadvantage that it's 10, and also it's 4, so they've got 2 disadvantages. So Ken Zion, you call them Bukosha, because they've got 10 and 4. And they say things. That's really a machlokes.